What's the story, everyone? Welcome back to Gaelic Games Fan TV. It's match day two of the National Football League, and myself and John McMahon from the JMAC podcast are here to preview this weekend's round of fixtures. Some big games. You've got Mayo taking on Dublin. It's never dull when Mayo take on Dublin, whether it be league or championship. And Mayo and Dublin go face to face in Castlebar this weekend. You've got Derry taking on Tyrone. Big game between both Roscommon and Galway, who, of course, both lost in the opening weekend. Monaghan versus Kerry. Monaghan, of course, took out the Dubs last weekend. Can they take out Kerry this weekend? That is the big question. We'll be looking at some of the games, obviously, in the lower divisions as well. We're getting John's opinion on Jim McGuinness and Donegal coming to town to play Cavan. You've got Loud Cork from Anakildare. You've got Armagh against Meath as well. And some very interesting games all across the country. So, Mr. John, how's things? How's life? And are you excited at the proposition of Donegal coming to town at the weekend?
All is good, Aaron. Thanks for having me on your show again. It's an absolute pleasure to be on this evening. Delighted to be back on. We're looking forward to it this Sunday. It was a great win against Kildare on Saturday. Gone in there now, and we have to be brutally honest. We have to be brutally honest about where. I really didn't think we were going to get a result on Saturday against Kildare, but the lads really did kind of turn up the books and put in a good performance. And Paddy Lynch kicked it a great point. So delighted with the result on Saturday. So it was a really good start for the Cavan lads, and one Ray Gallagher was definitely looking for as his first league game as Cavan manager. This weekend, Donegal, I suppose we'll be touching the Division 2 games now in a couple of minutes anyway, but Donegal will, you know, Donegal are moving very well. And like, I was watching them against Cork there at the weekend, and really reminiscence of years ago, the way they were getting up the field and supporting each other, and the way Paddy McBurdy was shooting and playing, and my God, like, it, Jim does really have the lads moving well. So this Sunday will be a big stiff test against Donegal. I'd say a nice crowd in Breffni Park, weather dependent. I think 4 o'clock on Sunday. 4 o'clock Sunday. It's normally 2 o'clock on a Sunday, so I don't know where they got the 4 o'clock. It's probably tough, and lads, as I probably mentioned to you before, maybe working in Dublin or have to have a long journey home after the game, especially the Donegal lads. Can't be easy on them, but you look at, there's the GAA again for you. But we're looking forward to it. It'll be a tough game. It'll be tight. And another big test for Ray Gallagher. I think he loves these big tests. It's kind of like throwing himself into the deep end straight away. And in fairness, it's good preparation, all these good games like this. And, you know, Donegal are probably getting them at the wrong time, in fairness, with the form that they're hitting at the minute. But hopefully expecting a big game and weather dependent, a big crowd in Breffni. Because, as we're saying off air to you, the Cavan and Kildare game, it was nowhere to be seen at the weekend. Literally just had to rely on Twitter updates, and it can be frustrating for a lot of fans. So it's a PGA Go or some streaming service wasn't showing the game. But yeah, looking forward to this Sunday, and sure, hopefully, well, fingers crossed, we can get a result out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, big up to everyone in the chat. Denise is here, Joe is also here as well, who says hello. So welcome everyone, and hopefully you enjoy the show, and let us know in the comments as well some of your predictions for this weekend's games. I suppose we'll crack on and start with Mayo against Dublin happening in Castlebar. I suppose it doesn't get much bigger than this, does it, than Mayo and Dublin? I mean, no, I was looking at it earlier, no two teams have played each other more in the league and championship since 2012, and that's kind of a mad statistic when you think about it, because it's two teams that are actually not in the same province. So it is kind of a mad statistic right there. But yeah, look, I mean, Mayo, obviously, opening day win versus big rivals Galway. Dublin falling short against Monaghan. What's your thinking going into this one? I mean, Dublin, it's a massive game for Dublin, because I was looking at it there, like, Dublin lose this, we've got Roscommon home the week after, but then we've got Kerry home, and then Tyrone away, I think. So there's a, like, if Dublin don't get anything from this game, all of a sudden you might be looking at another scare in terms of relegation, you know? We might be yo-yoing straight back down.
Jesus, Aaron, settle down, my man. It's early in the year. It's January. It's the 31st of January. I know it feels like this is like the 70th day of January, as someone said to me earlier on. But no, I think this will be a really good game this weekend. Of course, it's on RT2, and a lot of people will be sitting around probably watching from the bar stools or from the couches, whatever you're having yourself, pint of Guinness in front of you watching this one. But yeah, looking forward to this one. I think Dublin will up the game from last week. They were poor against Monaghan. I know, obviously, you probably touched on the podcast already, but they were very poor against Monaghan. But again, look at these league games, I suppose you kind of have to be brutally honest when it comes to the Dubs. It really is June, July when Dublin really, really get motoring. These games just seem a lot of shadow boxing. experimenting, trying lads out. And don't get me wrong, it's probably it wouldn't do lads on the Dublin team at the minute much justice. Much justice when they're maybe not performing to the levels that Desi Farrell wants to perform to, so then lads can kind of propel themselves on to the senior team and be there, you know, come the business end of the championship. So the lads probably will need to up the game, but the way they're poor on Sunday, sorry, against Monaghan and Saturday. And I know obviously we've seen James McCarthy coming on, and my God, I think people are nearly can't nearly believe the shape and size of the man still. Like, geez, fair play to him keeping the show on the road, but it's one everyone can really look forward to. We know it's such a big rivalry, as you're after saying, they're not even in the same province, and they're, you know, built up such a rivalry. You know, Kevin McStay, he'll be mad to put one over against the Dubs, and especially home. This is a home game for Mayo, so they'll be mad to put one over the boys in blue. But it just depends, like, you know, are managers taking more down the line for this Picker game? Will these two teams, you know, meet come this All Ireland end of things? You know, is it, you know, are we going to see the full deck of cards from either team? It will be very interesting. But I think Dublin will really need to up the game from last weekend. As you were saying, I know obviously, Chris, you're talking relegation stuff, like I can't see from the Dublin end of things. Repeat my name. Very good. I'm just seeing that comment coming in. But no, it will be a really good game to look forward to this weekend, Aaron. And to look at, it'll be very, very tight. It'll just be interesting to see which team's need is greater. Like, are we looking at a Mayo performance reminiscent to last year? Because we've seen Mayo were unbelievable in the league last year, and they probably, you know, peaked a bit too early. So it will be good time. It will be very interesting to see can you know, Mayo get over the line. But I think Dublin will really need to up from last weekend. I suppose, you know, better than, like, I suppose you probably weren't happy with the Dubs last Saturday night.
No, like, I mean, it was a hard one. Like, I watched the game back and I was like, it was a strange game, and it was a strange feeling at the game, because, like, we started really strong. We got that early goal. We were 4 or 5 points up, and Monaghan just weren't really in the game at all, and they were struggling to get going. And then the more the game went on, Monaghan just slowly started to creep their way back into it. Obviously, Stephen O'Hanlon gets the goal. They get a penalty, obviously, as well. Like, Monaghan kept in touch and distance, obviously, with the goals that they were getting. And it was a strange one, because I thought Dublin were fairly all right for large parts. And I didn't expect Dublin to really be at the races, really, considering how slow we usually have been in the league in the last few years. We have been very slow starters in the league, you know, across the last, you know, 3-4 years under Desi Farrell. But at the same time, I predicted a draw coming into the game, so a part of me wasn't like at all surprised. But at the same time, I would expect a Dublin team as strong as that to still play a lot better. And I think the big concern, again, when you take Stephen Cluxton and Mick Fitzsimons out of Dublin's back six, shall we say, or back seven, shall we say,
yeah,
there is a bit, but like Dave O'Hanlon, to be fair, like a few of his kickouts were fairly decent, and he, like he, there's nothing really he can do, I suppose, about some of the goals. Like, they're all brilliant finishes, but it's just that is the concern, is that when you don't have Mick Fitzsimons in there, you don't have Stephen Cluxton in there. Like, Dublin's defense in the league last year was very poor as well. Cluxton comes back in, and everything cements up, and we're very strong. So
this, yeah.
Yeah. That's maybe the concern. But look, there's enough younger players there, I think, to try out, and there's enough time to fix them problems, I think.
Yeah, no, and I suppose this is the thing you need to be really. And it's very hard, you know, especially yourself there, and it's very hard to kind of get disappointed with these Dublin performances in the league, because realistically, and as a fella said to me years ago, and I said to you in the group chat a couple of days ago, it really is Sam Maguire and up for this Dublin team, and all these league games and O'Boran Cup games and probably the Leinster Championship games is just really just that bit of preparation for the All-Ireland series. It's Sam or nothing really for this Dublin team. And that's just where the success lies. And this is where they're graded. And this is where they're, what they're judged on. So I really, like, to be honest with you, if I was a Dublin supporter, I'd find it very hard to get frustrated. Even, and I know obviously probably, you know, Dublin, as I did mention, Dublin probably weren't great at the weekend, but realistically, when it comes to the squeeze, when it comes to the crunch, and when Stephen Cluxton's back, God, Stephen Cluxton, hard to believe he's still going strong. Cluxton, your Mick Fitzsimons, your James McCarthy's, your Paul Mannions, etc., so on and so forth, coming and to be an All-Ireland contender once again this year, I think that's probably, it's your All-Ireland semis and finals. So I think from your point of view, and I know obviously Dublin fan true and true, but I really do think you should really and it's, you're a very fortunate position to be in, start worrying when this team gets like an All-Ireland semi or a final, Ireland, because these games, and you know, for want of a better word, a bit of a piss take really for Dublin, because it's really hard to know how much to care about the league, and that's just being brutally honest.
Yeah, like, and you could get that in Croke Park. Like, I mean, especially the atmosphere, you could hear people chatting to each other, like on the hill, who, you know, probably the first time meeting up, maybe going to the game, you know, for the first time, maybe since the All-Ireland final or whatever. And people were chatting away, and you know, it was a strange one, really. I don't think anyone, like, even chatting to Dublin fans after the game, no one was really that bothered. And at the same time, look, you definitely have to give Monaghan a lot of credit for that result as well. Mikey says Mayo need to go for goals. Yeah, they certainly do, and that seems to be the way that Monaghan were able to beat Dublin, in fairness. What was your take on Mayo's performance against Galway? Like, I had our good friend Kevin Kennedy obviously on there on Monday, and even though Mayo won the game, he was saying he wasn't at all that impressed really with Mayo, despite obviously beating Galway by 8 points. And it was a very poor game, in fairness. It was a very hard game to actually judge, especially with the conditions and everything else. But what's your take on Mayo?
Yeah, no, I think Mayo, that was a very poor game at the weekend. My God, Galway really didn't offer much. And oh, bar Shane Walsh, and it was a very poor game of football. Like, Walsh was very good for Galway, but Galway, probably a lot of concerns going forward if that's the way they're going to set up and play. But Mayo, like, we've seen Killian O'Connor come on, we've seen Boland kick some great scores from half forward. He played very, very well, but and Aidan O'Shea was in full forward and caused a lot of bother. So no, Mayo did play well, but I think, as I said before, I think it's finding that balance for Kevin McStay, because we did, as I said a couple of minutes ago, Mayo had an unbelievable league campaign last year and then kind of faltered to come to championship. I know the Beccaria in the first round knockout, whatever, but in the Connacht championship, but it's finding that balance for Kevin McStay in this league. So it just depends what he wants to get out of it. So obviously Saturday night will be a huge test against Dublin. You know, does he go out to win it? Of course, he does want to go out and win and get over the line. But I think Mayo, like a lot of teams, will probably just do enough in these games to kind of probably get over the line. And I'd like, we're not going to see like the full of cards we've seen. Obviously, Killian O'Connor come on as a substitute in the last couple of minutes, and you know, Luis him for a full 70 minutes in this league campaign. It's very hard to know. So it'll be very hard to see where teams are at. Maybe three or four games in, you might have a fair idea then. But these first couple of games, it's probably still trialing a lot of lads out. And it just depends, like, you know, are Mayo, did they want to win the league this year? Did they want to just kind of stay in Division One? It'll be very interesting. But that game last Sunday against Galway, it was a very poor game of football. I know conditions weren't great, but just basic skills, kick pass, and I know Galway, my God, it could be July, it could be August, it could be June, it'll be raining, it'll be windy, no matter what time you go down there. So it's always so tricky down there. But it will be, like, I watched Kevin McStay on Off the Ball interview after, in fairness, he was very bullish with the reporters. Like, my God, like, you wouldn't want to have you wouldn't want to be sensitive around Kevin McStay coaching too. Even the line of question, like, he wasn't even getting harsh questions, and he was firing a few, I don't know, did you see there, he was firing back a few salty replies. So he's definitely got a tune out of them Mayo boys. But this Saturday night, I think Dublin will get their house in order. And in fairness, Desi Farrell, I know he doesn't show much emotion much at all, but he did look fairly annoyed after that game against Monaghan the weekend. A lot of things just didn't go right for the Dubs. And I know it wasn't a bad first half performance, but it's kind of, I think Dublin, and like when you're watching Dublin, maybe compared to your Kerrys or Galways, it's still, and obviously you're watching Dublin all your life, Aaron, but there is still this thing with Dublin. It just looks, and I know the All-Irelands back it all up, but it just looks so systematic and just passing it to each other. And they haven't had a Jeremy Connolly type player in the last couple of years. Connolly was the last player in the Dublin team to take these risks, to go for these long range shooting. It just looks like it just get it to the shooter. My God, if you hit that ball from 30 or 40 yards out, you're going to be in big trouble. So look, so run the system, coach, no real players to, like, so it's, I wouldn't say it's boring to watch, but it's just like, it just seems still so robotic with the Dubs.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, and that was the big criticism of Dublin last year. It was very systematic and very robotic in terms of playing passes from side to side. Like, players weren't taking men on, and that was the main criticism really of Dublin. But then in the end, really from about the quarter final time, we just seemed to really kick on and really go after teams, and that seemed to change a little bit. Like, it's nearly like Dublin are almost playing like that now to try and sort of preserve their bodies and preserve themselves for later down the line. But yeah, like it is going to be interesting to see most definitely. Gaelic guy says Mayo 2-8, Dublin 13 points. I think Mayo will get over the line. To be completely honest, this is a very even matchup, could go either way, says Denise. And it's a similar context to Mayo versus Kerry in the league last year, playing the reigning champions in Castlebar, the team that knocked them out in the quarterfinals. Will Mayo get revenge like they did against Kerry, says Mikey. Mm-hmm. So what's your prediction? What are you thinking for this game?
I think Dublin will get their house in order for this weekend coming in. I think they'll be working on the training ground. Desi Farrell will be having a few words in the ears, and I think they will get their house in order for this weekend. It'll be tight, it'll be cagey, it'll be physical. Yellow cards, black cards, whatever you're having yourself. It'll be a big Scott for Mayo to put one over them this weekend. They will be targeting the win, but I just think Dublin will be quite annoyed. I know they do prep themselves for the Sams and All-Irelands, but I think... Oh, there's Mr. Kennedy. Good to see you. I think Dublin will get over the line this weekend, Aaron, and you will be singing Alive, Alive, Oh till 5 in the morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. You'll see me outside Coppers maybe somewhere singing that maybe. But
it's coming home.
Dublin by at least 5. Yeah, look, I fancy Dublin as well. I think most people in the chat are fancying Mayo, but I think we're fancying Dublin. So look, we'll see who's right. Maybe come Saturday evening, but I do fancy Dublin to turn it on, get the victory, get the win. I think it is an important game because look, I think the most important thing for Dublin is just look. It wouldn't be the end of the world necessarily if Dublin did get relegated because they'll probably come straight back up. But at the same time, I think you get this win against Mayo, you go out and beat Roscommon, you've got 4 points on the board. You can start switching off then for, you know, Meath or Longford in the Leinster Championship or whatever comes around. But we'll have to wait and see, obviously, when that comes around. Do you know that way?
But... I hope there's no Longford fans watching it. Yeah. I love that honesty and fairness. And you're so right. You're so right. It's so unfortunate. But look it. We are not changing the Leinster Championship, Aaron. It's absolutely perfect. And Dublin are not going to win the next 20.
No. I think. Look, Wicklow will come along, and they'll be the team. I think. But look, we'll see what happens.
That's why Oisín took the job. So, right, Derry Tyrone.
Derry Tyrone. Yeah, I mean, Mickey Hart, obviously. Back in. Well, I suppose it's obviously in Derry. Derry are obviously the side of home here. So Mickey Hart will be welcoming his old boys, obviously, to his new workplace, shall we say? I mean. Mm. Feist, this is going to be feisty. Will the Throne lads, like, will they shake Mickey's hand, do you think? Will there be a good reception? Will there be a good reception from Throne fans to Mickey Hart? Or will this be very sort of, you know, animosity and everything else?
Yeah, in fairness, I was talking, it was a Kevin Kennedy and Joe Sheridan about it there Monday night. My God, this is going to be incredible. And I think it was Mal McMullen from the Gaelic Live tweeted there Monday around lunchtime that I think there was 3,000 tickets sold for the game, so I have no doubt this is going to be a sellout. This is going to be box office stuff. And as I said to Joe Sheridan on Monday night, you know, Mickey Hart, you would have to have a serious set of cojones on you to, you know, manage against your former county. And Mickey Hart is going and doing that. This is going to be unbelievable. I would love to have a seat along the sideline to see what or who has been said. Mickey Hart against Tyrone, it's the stuff of, it's something you never thought would have happened because obviously you swear allegiance to the band and Mickey Hart has went against that, all them rulings, all that saying. So it's going to be a great game this weekend. It's going to be physical. It's just like the Dublin Mayo game. There's going to be a lot of bite. I'd be very surprised if there wasn't a sending off or two, yellow cards galore. And I think we're going to be in for a feast of football. I hope it's, you know, Mickey Hart plotting against the Tyrone team he basically managed all his life. It's just going to be a nervy occasion. I think it probably will have a bit of an Ulster edge to it, Ulster Championship edge to it. I think it will be it'll be very kind of close contest. You're open for lots of scores. You're hoping no kind of negative football. And Tyrone will be on a bit of a bounce after beating Roscommon last weekend, you know, as well as that. So I think Derry probably will keep the run going. And that, you know, from the Derry end of things and Mickey Hart end of things, it is quite concerning that he did start the strongest team against Kerry at the weekend. It kind of goes to show, does he have much faith from the lads on the bench kind of thing? So Derry have kind of gone very strong. That basically was their best starting 15 last Saturday night. So it will be interesting from that point of view. What a week Conor Glass has had. He's in flying form. He's buzzing. So Tyrone. So look, it's going to be very, very interesting. I suppose it kind of goes to show the way the world's moving and a lot of people just kind of doing their own, I suppose, own things. But Mickey Hart, just like, my God, like it's really, and I don't know what your thoughts on it are, Aaron, but it's going to be really weird and mad to see Mickey Hart managing against Tyrone after all these years.
Yeah, it is, like, because I think for a lot of us, you know, who we would have, like, obviously myself and yourself born in the 90s. So like a lot of us and a lot of, you know, Gaelic football fans up and down the country, they would have only really knew Mickey Hart and Tyrone together. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was like Sir Alex and Manchester United. Or whatever. Like it was, you know, them two came together. Like even seeing someone else manage Tyrone in the first place was a little bit strange to begin with when Mickey Hart decided to leave Tyrone.
Fergie didn't even get tired.
There you go. Look, there we are. The dad jokes are cracking out here. We'll swiftly move on. Oh God, help us. Someone send help.
Go on. Sorry, I'm just trying to boil your blood.
Yeah. No, we'll swiftly move on. Look, yeah, I think Mickey Hart. I don't know. It's a bit of a mad one, isn't it? Him managing Derry, in fairness. Like, it's a little bit bizarre. And I don't know. Like, someone was commenting there, it could either be, this game could be very defensive or very attacking, says Gaelic guy. It could be, yeah. There probably is going to be a huge element of shadow boxing here as well.
Yeah. No, I honestly do think Tyrone. I do think Derry will... I just think there's just something seems to be about this Derry team that could really go on a streak of winning now. And I think it'll just resume this weekend. I think they will go on this run. And in fairness, going into that Kerry game, I know the Cliffords weren't playing, but you actually tipped your hat to Derry at the weekend again. Would it be in a different story if the Cliffords were playing? Potentially not. I'm not sure. But I think this weekend, I hope it's not one of these games where, you know, you're getting these melees and then you have like the aerial shot of the pitch and then you see two lads just, you know, throwing boxes on the ground and on top of each other. I hope it's not one of these kind of physical games. You hope, you know, there is a bit of football in between the mess and the nonsense that's going on. But I tell you what, I would not like to be the referee of this game on Saturday night because Sunday. Like you'd want to have the eyes in the back and the side of your head. He'll be a very busy man. I'm not sure who the ref is this Sunday if you have a handy Aaron. He will be a busy man on Sunday, but lots of quality on show again. Derek Hanavan, he was superb for Tyrone last weekend against Roscommon. He will be a marked man this weekend. No doubt Chris McKay will be on him. Kieran McFall, very good for Derry last weekend. You had Conor Glass, as usual, very good. Shane McGuigan kicked some beautiful scores against Kerry. So you're hopefully a bit of football breaks out between all the messing and all the sideshow of Mickey Hart kind of coming up to manage against Tyrone. But it's box office stuff, Aaron, really is. And I hope we're treated to a good game of football because we build ourselves up for these games and we get all hyped up. So let's hope, you know, it builds up to it and we can enjoy it on Sunday.
Yeah, I was just looking on ScoreBO and they said Noel Mooney is going to be the referee.
From Cavan.
Yeah. Cavan man, yeah. So
yeah,
I don't know, is that a good thing, maybe, a Cavan man in charge? You know, he'd probably just let them bait each other.
I do not begrudge him. Noel's a very good referee and he's really coming up through the ranks and he's really getting a lot of big games. And I don't fair play to him. Like that is a huge task on Sunday. There's going to be such a bit of mess and there's going to be variables. There's going to be sledging. As was a Colin O'Rourke said years ago, there's going to be so much. So look, I really hope it's, I think it's clashing with this Cavan game. I think the Cavan game was four. That game's a quarter to four, if memory serves me. So obviously there'll have to be a decision made there. But yeah, no, look, it's going to be physical and let's hope it's going to be a good game. But I just get this feeling and I don't know what it is with Derry this year. No wonder Mickey Hart and siege mentalities, but I can just see Derry winning it again. There just seems to be this thing with Derry at the minute where they're just going to go on this roll. They went on a roll during the McKenna Cup. They've got the win over Kerry last weekend. And I don't know what it is. If there's any Derry fans watching, maybe there's similar thinking, but I just can see Derry winning again at the weekend.
Yeah, I fancy Tyrone, actually, to be honest with you. I was very impressed with them against...
Oh, and over Mickey Hart, yeah.
Yeah, and I just have a funny feeling. Like, these are the type of games Tyrone get up for. Like, these are the type of games that Tyrone rise for. I mean, this like the fact that Mickey Hart's going to be managing Derry. Like, I know at the same time, Mickey Hart will know a lot about them Tyrone lads. And obviously, look, there's a lot more younger lads in the Tyrone team nowadays. So there's probably going to be a handful of Tyrone players who didn't even play under Mickey Hart. But at the same time, I think all of them will be, you know, chomping at the bit. Do you know what I mean? And I just fancy them to turn over Derry ever so slightly by a couple of points. Because, like, the thing is with Derry, I know they're going with Conor Glass and, you know, Kieran McPhail, all these lads obviously going straight in. I think at the same time, even if they start them all again, there's bound to be just a little bit of a dip in form, in my opinion, just for the fact that those lads have played so much football. And I think Mickey Hart, at the same time, he is going to have to try something out. I don't think he can just go with Conor Glass, Kieran McPhail, like the same starting 15 for the whole year, because I don't think he can win in All-Ireland that way, in my opinion. Because if you do get one or two injuries, how, you know what I mean? Like, you haven't shown that you trust some of the other lads, the fringe players. Do you know what I mean? So, like, you haven't showed that you believe in them. So they come in all of a sudden. Are they going to be, you know what I mean? So I do think Mickey Hart will have to rotate, in my opinion.
Yeah. And so, I suppose what I found very interesting there against Kerry, the Derry-Kerry game, I found it was on TV for everyone to see, but I think it was the last 5 or 10 minutes, Conor Glass literally had the ball in his hands, and he literally, I don't know, was a fatigue, just being maybe mentally hungover from the drink, but he literally fell. Maybe the surface was sleepy, but he literally had the ball in his hands, and like, this could be 65 minutes of football, and Conor Glass literally just fell, and whatever it was, maybe it was just a brain fart or just whatever, just a bit of composure, just fell, and then I think Kerry got a score from his mishap, whatever. So I don't know, fatigue, this might kind of come into it from the Derry end of things, as you rightly said, the likes of McFall, who else played from the Glen team? Ian Doherty. So the three boys, and a lot will be relied off them this weekend. Like, it's not like they're fringe players. Like, you're probably talking about the three best players in Ulster at the minute. So so will be very interesting from the Tyrone end of things. Like, I don't know, Brian Dewar and Fergal Logan, I think everyone was pretty surprised that they got another, what, 2 years at the job. Me and you were definitely surprised, if my memory serves me correctly. But they'll be, look at Fergal Logan and like Brian Dewar and Mickey Hart along the sideline. This, like, my God, it's just something. It's just the way the world's going, or the way life works out. But a lot of talking points going into it. But to be honest with you, I think it's going to be, as you say, Tyrone always did love a siege mentality. They loved, obviously, being proven wrong. Mickey Hart was always leader of that. Can that sort of Mickey Hart philosophy continue with these Tyrone boys on Sunday? And will that be enough to spur them over the line? The fact it's Hart, so. Oh, there's a lot on offer. It's going to be brilliant.
It is. And I think, you know what, I'd even love, like, if we can get like a bit of a tunnel cam view of
Art
or something like that.
TG Carr is good for that. Yeah,
they are good for that, in fairness. They actually are. But yeah, you're going Tyrone win. I'm going with a Derry win. Let us know.
Oh, no. Or no, did you know
other way around?
I changed your mind.
Roles reversal. For some reason there. Speaking of brain farts, there we go. Yeah. I'm going with Tyrone. You're going with,
Derry Tyrone. I might go draw.
Oh, there we are. Shane says here, Derry 110, Tyrone 9 points, Gaelic Oi, Tyrone 2, Derry 214, Tyrone 112. Derry to go strong to pull away in the end, hoping for a good game. Yeah, hopefully it is. Hopefully it's not like a 9-9 all draw or something
which
like
it
that.
Which could well be, Aaron, which it could be. Yeah. You could strap yourself into that. This is Ulster football. It's not like we've completely moved away from it. So don't be surprised, but I really do. But there was a couple of summers ago, so summer 2022, where Derry just absolutely blew Tyrone away. So be very interesting to see. But this could be, and I see Denise commenting there, but Derek Canavan. I think Derek Canavan, and I think like the way football's going, the life could be completely sucked out of him on Sunday, so he could just be two or three men on him, could free up other lads from the Tyrone forwards, make no doubt about it. I did find that, I think, I don't know, did you see Kyle Coney's tweet at the weekend? I think he basically said that, I think he was given out about Conor Glass, Ethan Doherty and Kieran McFall playing, and he basically said the players had no option or no voice in that opinion. So obviously a bit of bad blood between Mr. Coney and Mickey Hart in the past.
Yeah, no, it does. I suppose, because we know some ex-Tyrone players and Tyrone fans have had issues with Mickey Hart. So the fact that he went to Derry, like, it just fuels that even more gives them an even more of a reason to dislike him, you know?
100%. Like, I was even watching Peter Cameron on the Sunday game at the weekend. He even looks peeved off about it. Sean Kavanagh, in fairness, Sean Kavanagh gave out about the price of milk, but he was even still very annoyed about it on Sunday. So it hasn't gone down well. I see, obviously, Joe Burley giving out about a couple of months ago too, but it hasn't gone down well. And my God, if he wins in All-Ireland with Derry, I think Tyrone lads, I think their heads will just explode, but sure, we'll wait and see. And could well happen.
Yeah, it could happen. It could happen, in fairness. Roscommon Galway, big game, obviously, two Connacht rivals, two sides that know each other very well, a bit like Derry and Tyrone. Obviously, both sides lost on the opening weekend. Get the feeling this is a real sort of, this could be a real relegation, sort of, four-pointer, as they call it. I mean, it's a huge, I have to say, Galway were very poor, I thought, the last day. Very, very poor. And Roscommon, to be fair, missing a lot of players. I know Galway are missing a few lads as well, but this is another hard one. This could be a draw, to be fair. This is kind of a hard one to call.
It is a hard one to call. And to be honest, the early running says these two teams probably could and will get relegated, because I think Dublin will be okay and Kerry will be okay. I think Monaghan will do a Monaghan on it and they'll probably just stay up. So I think Monaghan will just fight their way through it. Who else have we missing there from Division 1? Obviously Mayo, I think Mayo will do enough. So I think these two teams, as you said a couple of minutes ago, could be in fear of it. But Galway, Pádraig Joyce, he will not be happy with that performance last weekend. Pádraig Joyce, we all know the attributes he has as a footballer. He'll not be happy with that start. They will need to improve this weekend. The game's in Hyde Park, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, there's always a gale force wind blowing down there as well. So that could affect the quality of football again. But Roscommon, home advantage, Davy Burke, second year project. He'll be mad to put one over Galway at home. It just depends kind of what Galway show up. Shane Walsh was the only shining light for Galway last weekend. I think Damien Comer's carrying a bit of knock. They need to get Comer back as soon as possible. He's a huge miss. But Galway were very poor. Now Roscommon, who were Roscommon playing last weekend? Tyrone, and obviously Tyrone bet them by a couple of was the point or two. So not a bad, Wheely Park's a very tough place to go to. But I think Roscommon, I think Donny Smith scored a great goal. Feed him as much ball as possible, and they could really have a huge chance this weekend. But I don't know, I think with current running and the way Roscommon weren't bad against Tyrone now last weekend, I think you'd nearly a very, very tight game, but it'd be cagey, but I think Roscommon might just get over the line this, because I think Davy Burke, we're seeing the qualities he has as a coach, and obviously Mark McHugh had to leave the coaching backroom panel or coaching backroom staff. He had to leave, but obviously Davy's presuming he's got good men in with him now. But I thought it will be a very, very tight game. But Galway, my God, they will need to improve. And if Galway have any intentions of winning All Ireland this year, my God, they really will need to up it big time, because there would really be in a lot of trouble. If Shane Walsh got a bad injury, I think to be up shit creek without a paddle, for want of a better phrase. And then sure, you have Damien Comer currently injured, been a Comer always seems to be picking up knocks. So it's kind of like the Kerry problem. If Kerry didn't have David Clifford, Paddy Clifford, you probably wouldn't be looking at All Ireland and it'd be Dublin's again. So that's probably the problem Galway face. But yeah, Joyce will be, there'll be a few harsh words in the Galway dressing rooms this week.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think Galway without Shane Walsh, without Damien Comer, a complete shadow themselves. I know they've Matthew Tierney to come in, who was very impressive last year, to be fair. And he'd be a big player to come back in for Galway. But yeah, it just doesn't, I don't know what it is with Galway. Last year they were looking so good for so long, and then obviously got beat by Mayo in that preliminary round game. And they have a lot of talent in the county, but at the same time, Pádraig Joyce has been there a long time. And if you don't see progression this year with Galway, there might be maybe a few people who might start to maybe look at a change in management or something like that. Gaelic Guy says this game will be low score, neither side score much. Yeah, especially with the conditions in the west of Ireland at the minute, I could see this game being very low scoring. Yeah. Roscommon to get the Division 1 campaign up and running.
I think so,
and Shane says Rossi's 2-12, Galway 2-12, both vulnerable defensively. I see a couple of goals each and the game ending in a draw.
Yeah. Yeah. You see, and that all could happen. But I really do think Davy Burke is that good of a coach. I think he will exploit the holes that Galway had last weekend, and I think he really will hone in on them this week in the Roscommon training ground. So that's why I really think Roscommon can get off, as the commenter just said, get their League One or Division One campaign off to a runner this week. Because I think Davy Burke, he will just be studying every facet of how Galway played last weekend. You just would probably tip your head. Like, a home advantage in league games is very, very important. And I just think the way Galway played last weekend, and I know we probably don't have much evidence going for like so far this year, but if it's anything like last weekend, it just simply won't be good enough. And I think the Rossies will exploit the gaps. But you always see in these league games, it's just stupid frees that's given away at the end. It's bad tackles. A lad could be running through and it goes down for a penalty, and then there's a last minute penalty, there's a last minute free. It always seems to happen in these league games. Like, there's just these stupid bits and bobs that happened at the end. But I think if Roscommon have their wits about them this weekend on the training ground and can exploit Galway, Roscommon should really be looking at a victory this weekend. It depends what Shane Walsh turns up as well. They are going to be so reliant on him until Damian Comer comes back. If Walsh can try to shoot the lights out this weekend, it could be very interesting. But then there's no other outlet other than Walsh, as you were saying. Matthew Tierney has to come back as well, so I don't know what his situation is. So I think if Roscommon have their wits about them at all this weekend, they should be targeting the win.
Yeah, and no, I fancy Roscommon to get over line as well. I think they will be a bit too strong. Obviously, Enda Smith maybe coming back in. Maybe a few the St. Bridges lads might make an appearance as well. So I think we're both happy enough to go with a Roscommon win. Monaghan versus Kerry. Monaghan obviously turning over the Dubs last weekend. Kerry obviously losing to Derry. I suppose it'd be very easy to pick Kerry for this, but like Monaghan could possibly be Kerry, like especially with Kerry maybe not being at the races right now. Like could be, I don't think it'd be that big of a surprise if Monaghan won. But what do you think? Yeah.
Will be very interesting. I think the biggest talking point going into this game, like what's that Pete like saying you heard years ago, and Unleash the Hounds, I think it was in Simpsons. It'll be very interesting to see if Jack O'Connor does release the Clifford brothers, because, you know, as you say, the league does get very kind of tight. It gets very competitive, and if you slip up a few times, so let's say if Monaghan were to beat Kerry this weekend, then Kerry would be in a bit of bother. So it will be very interesting to see. I know there was talk of Paddy David coming back for the third league game, but is the need as great to bring them back for this Monaghan game? It will be very interesting, because Monaghan, I think the game's in Clonus, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Clonus, you know, so Clonus, it's a tough place to go. Monaghan really make it their own home fortress down there, and rightly so. So Monaghan played very well against the Dubs last Saturday in Croker, so they'll be going in with a lot of confidence. So I think, you know, Jack O'Connor is a shrewd, shrewd man, doesn't probably put a lot of emphasis in the league. It will be interesting to see, does he start to pair boys? Because a concern for Kerry is the forward line again didn't produce the goods, and these are the games you need to be playing well in to produce the goods. If you want to be part of the system or part of the setup coming into the summertime, into the warm hot summer's day and Fisher Stage and Croke Park, whatever you're having yourself. So it is time. Like, I know Micheál Burns has been on the Kerry panel for the last couple of years, and you know, it didn't go probably well for the Kerry forwards against Derry at the weekend, and it really does go to show, I suppose, very much like Galway, how reliant they are on David and Paddy, and obviously two remarkable footballers. But yeah, I think, to be honest with you, Aaron, I think if the Paddy and David, if they aren't playing this weekend, it's mad, but you have to give Monaghan a huge chance.
Yeah, you definitely do. Like, I think maybe you leave the Bo Cliffords on the bench and then you see how the game progresses. Do you know that way? Like, I think if it's a if let's say, for example, you leave both David and Paddy Clifford on the bench, and then Kerry are 4 or 5 points up, 2 or 3 points up even going into the final 20 minutes, I think you just let the game play out. But if Kerry are behind by 2 or 3 points, maybe then you bring them on for the final 20 minutes, just to get that, just to get that push. But yeah, I agree with you as well. Like, I think it is very possible that Monaghan could definitely be Kerry in this game, especially being at home. As you said before, like, Kerry, I thought, were very poor last week against Derry. If it wasn't for those two goals that sort of came out of nowhere, really, and they had an abundance of goal chances, Derry would have won this quite comfortably, really. So, yeah, like, and look, ultimately, Kerry are in the same boat as Dublin, really, in the sense that they're looking towards the All-Ireland series. You know, like, I don't think anyone is saying that Kerry are going to go away anywhere or anything like that. But
yeah,
at the same time, though, I do look at look at this for Kerry in the same sort of way I look at this for Dublin. Like, you want to get them wins on the board soon, because you don't want to be going into the last few games of the league needing results, like, especially with Kerry coming to Croke Park to play Dublin in a couple of weeks as well. You don't want to be coming to Dublin and need a win, you know, to stay up or whatever. So, it's a hard one to call. Maybe I might go for a draw.
To be honest, and I know Kerry can be kind of hot and cold, and, you know, they can play the best of football, they can, even without the Cliffords, but I think it nearly boils down to this. And as I said a couple of seconds ago, if the Cliffords aren't playing this weekend, I honestly think Monaghan have a huge chance and will go over the line. If Monaghan produced a similar type performance that they did against the Dubs last Saturday night, I think Monaghan, especially at home, Aaron, let's not forget, I think Monaghan have a huge chance. And if there's any Monaghan supporters watching, I think yous will be getting the big W at the weekend if the Cliffords aren't playing.
Yeah, Thomas says
here. That's what it boils down to.
When is the last time Kerry weren't in Division One? Has it ever happened? It's been a long time.
Long time.
I don't know. The chat can let us know. But it's certainly been a long time.
Oh God! And I have to say, Aaron, just before we jump on and get on to football, poor Farrelly. God love you. He would have been a great man to answer that question. He passed away there a couple of weeks ago. So, geez, he was a keen watcher of both of our channels, and he was just at a GAA. He was in the encyclopedia of GAA. So, oh God, rest your soul, Pork. Geez, when I heard the news coming through there a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't believe it. So, I hope you found peace up there. But my God, he would have been the man to answer that question, Aaron.
He definitely would. Yeah, he would have been in the chat right now. Letting us know. So, But yeah, what's your prediction then for this?
To be honest with you, and I know. Look, at football, it's funny and different tactics, mindsets. But I think it comes to the crux of it. I think that David and Paddy are not playing this weekend, and this is probably harsh on Kerry, and this is probably the way it is. I think Monaghan will win if Paddy and David are playing. I think Kerry will win. That's how pivotal they are to this Kerry team. But I think Monaghan will win. I'd say David Cliff will play someone back. Yeah. See, that's, I don't know. It's a hard one to call. Right. So we'll go with Monaghan will win if the Cliffords don't play. If the Cliffords play for Kerry, Kerry will win. It's just, that's the bottom line.
Yeah. I'm going to go for a draw. I do have a feeling the Cliffords will feature late on, but still fancy Monaghan to do enough and at least get a result anyway. But yeah, look, we'll have to wait and see. It's definitely going to be an interesting game nonetheless. Moving on to Division 2, Cavan versus Donegal, your own side, obviously welcoming big Jim McGuinness back to Breffni Park. Any chance for Cavan? I mean, Donegal look a serious team at the minute. I mean, like, Cork are not a bad team by any stretch of the imagination, and Donegal just absolutely blew them to shreds at the weekend. So, you know, like, I mean, with a lot of these National Football League games, you can kind of predict anything really because it's so unpredictable. But with this one, like, you probably would have to edge towards Donegal. It's very hard to see anyone from Division 2 beating them anytime soon.
Well, potentially Armagh, like, you would know the way things are moving. But this is the thing about these Division 2 games, Aaron. Like, any team could really beat any team, and you've such up and down Jekyll and Hyde teams in this division. So, like, even with ourselves, Cavan, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen with Kildare. You don't know what's going to happen with the likes of Armagh. You could say the same for Meath, for Manus. So it's just such a Jekyll and Hyde sort of division, Aaron. So you don't know what's going to happen. Teams are going to take points to each other. But as I said a couple of minutes ago, before we started this chat, like, Cavan, where we had a great win against Clare at the weekend. I think everyone was pleasantly surprised, especially going up to Carlow on a Saturday evening. We just did not expect much, we have to be brutally honest. But it was a great win. As I said, Paddy Lynch kicked 8 points. Kieran Brady from Arva. Kieran Brady got man of the match in the All-Ireland Junior Club final, obviously captain of the Arva team. So he was back in straight away, and fair play to him. You had Darren McVitie coming back from injury as well. James Smith has a bit of a knock, so he could be out for 7 or 8 weeks, I'm hearing. So it was a fairly strong team that Ray went with. You have Liam Brady in between the sticks from Rammer. He looks like he's going to be Ray Galligan's long-term replacement. So Liam's obviously a very good keeper. He studies his game. He's obsessive. So I wish him the best going forward. So it was a strong captain team. Pork Falkner obviously has been named captain for the year. Kieran Brady's going to be given a hand with that vice-captain. So Oisin Brady played well for Cavan as well. So no, it really was a good win. Not a great McKenna Cup, you know, campaign probably to go off, really. Obviously two losses against Down and Derry. Obviously the Derry game probably understandable, but the Down game was definitely far from understandable because with the game in our hands and we let Down kick the last 5 points of the game to win it. But this weekend will be very interesting. Obviously we know Donegal on a bit of a crest of a wave at the minute, doing very well. Played very well against Cork at the weekend, blew them out of the water, as you said. Jim McGuinness probably has them moving very, very well in training. I wouldn't like to be partaking in the trains at the minute. My God, you'd be run off your feet. So Donegal are moving probably very well. We've seen Ryan McHugh return, and Ryan's been a mainstay of that team since 2014. And obviously Paddy McBrady doing very well. You'll have Oisin Gallan there too. So look, it's a big, big test on Sunday. Ray Galligan, he will love it. These games you can really see yourself as a manager. But is the bridge too far for Cavan? Home crowd, Ray will be mad to put one over Jim McGuinness of all men. But I just think the way he has the moving at the minute and performing, and Jim McGuinness, he's a ruthless winner. It might just be like, I'd love to be confident about it. I'd love to go to Breffni Park on Sunday, like, foresee a win. But I think Donegal just probably by just a few points. I think Cavan will give a good account of themselves. But like, if Donegal are to put in a performance like they did against Cork this weekend, it'll be quite tight for the Cavan men.
Yeah, I think so as well. Like, I think when you see that video that was going around, obviously being shared around on Twitter by TJ Cahir, obviously looking at the sort of press from Donegal and the relentlessness to actually go and win the ball back. You know, like, it's like they're in absolute tip top shape, them Donegal boys. You know, they're coming in. Like, we talk about some teams sort of saving themselves for later in the year. Jim McGuinness, you know, maybe in a similar fashion to Rory Gallagher. Like, they're coming in absolutely, you know, roaring to go, raring to go. And it's very hard. Yeah, it's very hard to see anyone beating them. And look, I mean, there is the likelihood that Donegal, maybe towards the end of the league, might maybe start taking their eye off the ball with the fact that they've got that Ulster Championship and, you know, they're on a very difficult side of the draw and everything else. But very, very, very hard to see Cavan stopping them.
I know home advantage, like, I know we can try to use as much as possible, but I just think when Jim McGuinness is back, and my God, it looks like the Donegal lads, of course, they would run through a brick wall for him, and he just has that sort of, I suppose, aura about him, and I just think that's probably going to continue, like, for the rest of the season for Donegal, and Donegal could be a good outside bet for the honours this year. But I think it will be a very hard test on, so like, even the likes of Paddy Lynch. Will Paddy Lynch score 8 points against this Donegal outfit on Sunday, like he did against Kildare? Like, can he replicate that performance? That'll be very interesting to see. He had a very good performance against Donegal in 2022 Ulster Championship down in Clones. Remember, he played very well. So look, Ray Galligan, like, my God, he's been part of county setups. He's seen it all, really, as a footballer. So it will be very interesting to see what we do set up. Obviously, with the likes of James Burke and Stevie O'Neill to give, and obviously Eamon Murray, Ray a good hand to try to suss this Donegal team out. So, look, hopefully, like, you're obviously hoping for a good game of football, but obviously, it's like anything else, the heart does say Cavan, but I just think if you're being realistic, I think Donegal, the way they're moving at the minute, I'd love to see a win, and look, two more wins and we're safe in Division 2. I think that's the way it goes. And, you know, can we get it this Sunday? Like, I know a lot of people are saying we've good chances against the likes of Loud and Fermanagh to stay up. But look, beat the Kildare team last Saturday. But I think Donegal probably might just have us by a few points, Aaron, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think I would have to edge towards Donegal there to make it two wins on the bounce. Armagh versus Meath. Meath obviously coming in on the back of a disappointing draw versus Fermanagh. Armagh just about getting over the line versus Loud. That game may be a lot closer than people expected. Hard one to judge. I didn't really catch too much of Armagh at the weekend, to be honest with you. But it was an interesting one. You know, I think most people expected Meath to put up a fairly decent victory against Fermanagh, and I think most people expected Armagh to do similar versus Loud, and in the end both of those two games ended up being very close. What's your thinking going into this?
I think to be perfectly honest with you, Aaron, I think this is probably one of the more straightforward games, and I know we've talked to Joe Sheridan about this on Monday, but I think Armagh will win And I think Armagh probably maybe by your 4 or 5 point margin. I think it seems to be nearly like a foregone conclusion, because even Joe Sheridan, like, and he's away from the Meath panel years at this stage, but he was very, very disappointed with that game against Fermanagh. Like, Meath need to be beaten Fermanagh. I know Fermanagh, without the services of Sean Quigley this year as well, let's not forget, and the two Joneses brothers, they're not about this year as well. So I think they needed to beat Fermanagh at home. That was a must. They're going down to the Athletic Grounds, a very, very tricky place to go to. Very, very tight pitch. Armagh, you know, done quite well against Larry. Probably should have won maybe by a bit more at the weekend. Supi Campbell had a great game. Obviously, I don't know, is Rian O'Neill, I don't know what his story is for the league. Have you heard anything on Rian? I haven't heard much.
I'm not too sure, to be honest.
To be honest with you, I think I can see an Armagh win here. I know Meade will probably be mad for a win go down, but I just think after that performance against not beating Fermanagh at home, and I know the drew with them, that's just not good going into this weekend. They would have needed everything going into it. So I think maybe other commenters and yourself might disagree, but I think it's one of the more obvious games this weekend, and I think Armagh will pick up their second win of the league campaign this weekend.
Like Rian O'Neill didn't feature. I was just double checking there to make sure he didn't.
I don't think he does much in the league.
It's one of them. Like, it's not like Cross McGlenn, you know. Like, I don't know. You'd imagine he'd want to come back into the league at some stage. But at the same time, it is maybe a bit like David Clifford and Kerry. Like, you do want to wrap him up in cotton wool, make sure he's in prime physical condition by the time the championship does come around. In fairness, Thomas says too many people dismiss Loud, but I think they will stay up this year. Best team in Leinster, bar Dublin, of course. Yeah, look, I think that the especially when you look at how Kildare and Meath performed last week, I think there is a strong case of that. So, it's an interesting one. Like, I don't know. Like, I was probably one of the few people who predicted me to get relegated in Division 2, so I wasn't at all surprised with the result versus Fermanagh, to be honest with you. At the same time, it's one of them for me where they need to start getting results soon under Colm O'Rourke, especially against, you know, your Division 2 type sides. I have a funny feeling, especially with it being Armagh, they're going to raise their game and they're going to put in a performance. I still think Armagh will come through, but I do think Meath might give this game a bit more of a rattle than people think, in my opinion anyways.
Yeah, no, 100% and absolutely. But like, I just, it seems to be more of the obvious ones, because I just think, like, I probably should come from the Cavan end of things, but we obviously have a very good record against, you know, Fermanagh. And I just think it's nearly, I wouldn't say inexcusable, but like, without Sean Quigley and without the Joneses brothers, I think that would had to be a 2 point win, sorry, 2-pointer for Meath at the weekend. And the fact they couldn't do that at home, definitely, you know, alarm bells are ringing. So I think Armagh will be looking at a win this weekend. Obviously a bit of confidence after beating Loud at the weekend as well. So I think Armagh will win. Very interested to see what, you know, Rian O'Neill's story will be. Like, will he do much at the league, or will he kind of sit it out, as you said, wrap him up in cotton wool like the Cliffords as well? But I think the Orange County will be happy this weekend. And this isn't me trying to, like, obviously, you know, be with Armagh fans and kind of, like, you know, so hype them up or psych them up, whatever. But no, I think it has to be 2-pointer this weekend.
Yeah, I think we're both in agreement there. In terms of an Armagh victory, Fermanagh versus Kildare. I mean, Kildare were, as you said, very poor against Cavan. But the thing is, I predicted Cavan to actually win that game. And it was, again, it wasn't really necessarily that I had a huge amount of faith in Cavan winning. It's just, I don't know how many times I've seen Kildare lose those type of games. I wouldn't be surprised if Kildare lost this, but then beat Armagh in a couple of weeks' time. Like, they're that type of team. I don't know how much of the game you saw, like the Kildare Cavan game, but like Kildare, I mean, they should, as you said, like Meath, we looked at Meath and said they should be beating Fermanagh. If Kildare have any aspirations of getting out of this division or even surviving in the division, they really should be winning this. But at the same time, Fermanagh at home, it has the makings of an upset, doesn't it?
It does, and has the makings probably of a bad game as well, Aaron, to be honest with you. Jeez, I wouldn't be making the trip down to Enniskillen for this game. Brewster Park, very much like Armagh, are in tight pitch, very close off sort of conditions down there. So they will make probably life hell for Kildare at the weekend. But I think Kildare, my God, Glenn Ryan, I'm surprised he wasn't blaming the size of the football or the grass wasn't maybe cut in bloody Carlow at the weekend about losing to Cavan. But look, I think this game this weekend, I think if Clare have any intentions of doing anything this year, this has to start at the weekend and it has to start against Fermanagh. I know Fermanagh, Bruce Park, it's a very hard place to go down to. Not many counties would fancy it. But if Kildare have any intentions of your Leinster titles, having a push in Division 2, it has to start this weekend. If there were to be bet this weekend, like, it would just be, I don't know, is there any, you know, Kildare supporters watching this, but like, it'd just be, you'd have to say alarm bells would be ringing. If you can't beat Fermanagh without the services of Sean Quigley, I think you don't have many goals going forward. You shouldn't even be thinking about a Leinster title this year, because, like, even I know I was following like the Kildare unofficial Kildare Twitter account there at the weekend, and they were probably giving out about the performance, and I was very excited actually by that Kildare full forward line that started. I think it was a Jimmy Highland, and very exciting full forward, but obviously didn't click last weekend. But I think if Kildare have any intentions of this having any run this year at all, it has to start again. And if it doesn't, alarm bells ringing.
Yeah, like even looking at the team to start, like, yeah, Jamie Hoyle and Derek Kirwan, Paddy Woodgate, like, that is a very good front three from a Kildare perspective. Ben McCormack in behind. Fair enough. Daniel Flynn, we never really know what the crack is with Daniel Flynn.
I'd love to know where he is, yeah.
Yeah, he just seems to always be more of an impact player for Kildare nowadays. It's hard to know, is it? Is he really that invested in Kildare? I don't really know, to be honest with you. He sort of seems to kind of come in now. He's that good of a player that I think, I think Kildare are almost like, well, we have to get him involved in whatever way we can. But look, it does have the makings of a scalp. I don't know. I'd be tempted to go for another draw here, but I don't know. I think
they're there. Aaron, like, you know, and like, I know, like, to get all due respect to Fermanagh, but my God, like, I know, like, Fermanagh, like, when they get down to Brewster Park, it's like Fortress Brewster Park, but like, God, if Kildare can't get a result this weekend, they just, you know, this crack for Glenn Ryan giving out about this, that, and the other, just, you know, get your house in order. It has, if it doesn't start this weekend and you're a Lily White supporter, my God, you'd be tearing your hair out. It has to start this weekend.
Yeah, like, you know, I think I will go with Kildare, because I think they are good enough to be Fermanagh. It's just one of them. It seems to be a mentality issue, or I don't know, a setup issue, or managerial issue. I don't know,
but don't be surprised if you're literally seeing 5-10 minutes ago Fermanagh have that game up by 2 points. I'm telling you, like, it's just it's an awful place to go down to. It's just it's a tough place to go to.
Loud versus Cork, obviously, up next. Yeah. We had a few comments there earlier in terms of Loud maybe being disrespected ever so slightly. Both sides obviously beaten last week. Cork maybe in a bit of a different fashion. But, like, I suppose, it is an interesting one, because obviously our good friend Matthew Hurley, like, we've seen some of his tweets obviously about Cork, and I suppose he was more so putting that defeat down to how good Donegal were, and look, Donegal were outstanding. Like, I mean, they had 75% shooting accuracy. Like, they were absolutely off the charts and in that game. But look, it's a massive game for Cork, because if Cork do have any aspirations of promotion, should be looking to win this. And look, Loud, you know, I said it sort of in my own predictions, I do fancy Loud still to be quite good enough to stay in this division, because especially with Mickey Hart leaving, like, Loud will have those Loud lads will be raring to go. Like, the motivation is going to be there to try and prove Mickey wrong for leaving them and everything else, and the animosity. But I'd fancy Cork to nick this, but again, like, this is a real banana skin type game, and again, you mightn't be too surprised if Loud were to nick this.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying about this division, Aaron. Teams will take points of each other, and you'll get funny results, and you could be listening to RT Radio 1, and you know, Cork could be up or Loud could be up. So this is probably the very example of a game where anything really could happen, very much like the Kildare and Fermanagh game. But I think Cork, John Cleary, I was watching him after that game, the Donegal game, and he was just like a cut cat. He was not happy. Obviously, a long, long, long spin to Donegal, a longer journey home after they got bet. So I think Cork should win this weekend, but like Daniel Goulding always does be telling us, like, you know, Cork, you don't know what Cork you're going to be getting. So I think Cork will be very disappointed after the game last weekend against Donegal. Loud, obviously, Salmon Roy, the power and strength of him at the minute, flying, but, and obviously home advantage for Loud as well. So I think Cork, Brian Hurley. Oh, like it's a very tight game to call. Loud's a very tight pitch as well. But I think Cork should probably use, you know, last week's disappointment probably as a bit of a motivating factor. I think Cork maybe by the most narrowest the margins, like, but again, if Cork were to get best and Lower to win, alarm bells have to bring in for Cork. So it's these games are very hard to call, but I think Cork maybe by the smallest margins.
Yeah, like you have a bulk of teams in Division 2, really, Cork, Kildare, like the like sides that have the potential to, and a lot of these counties tend to raise their game when they play at Dublin, when they play at Kerry, but when they're playing sort of sides in around Division 2 who you would expect them to win comfortably, they tend to slip up, you know, and like we've been seeing this happen with Cork, Kildare, Meath for years, like, so again, you just wouldn't be surprised if Flau turned it on.
Yeah. And that could well happen. And home advantage, again, could be absolutely key. And you just do not know what you're going to get with Cork. And I know we've a trip to Cork now in a few weeks' time, all the way up to Cork. So it'll be interesting to see how that will go. But, it's a very tough game to call because you just do not know what you're going to get with these Corkonians. I don't know. Like, it's just... I know it's a Cork up because it's coming. My mind's really have to change after what you're saying there. But I think with Cork, again, any intentions this year, they have to go there and try and get a win.
Yeah, I'll go with Cork as well, maybe, buddy. Yeah. The smallest margins. Moving on to Division 3. This one maybe is a little bit cut and dry, is it? Down versus Limerick.
Down. I think Down could potentially be in for a good year. And in fairness, I did say this year or next year could be a good year for Conor Lafferty, and Down's kind of coming in under the radar. I think David Byrne, not the only one, would not like me for this, but I think Down will get the win this weekend, especially at home. It could be looking at 10 points maybe.
Wow, yeah. I'd fancy Down all right. I mean, I was disappointed with Limerick, like, against, I didn't see the game necessarily, but to lose by 7 points. I mean, they still scored 2-7, which is obviously a good enough, it's not a bad return in fairness. You'd have to go with Down here. In fairness, Sligo Wicklow, obviously battle of two Armagh managers, McConville going up against McEntee. Obviously both sides were in Division 4 last season. Massive game this in some ways, you know, for either one of these two to get a win on the board would be huge, because you'd imagine, you know, both of these two will probably be thereabouts in terms of relegation. I do think Sligo have enough to stay up, in fairness, but what would be your thinking here?
Yeah, Sligo against Wicklow. I think Sligo will win this. I know it's Oisín Mac v Tony Mac, and a meeting of minds once again, but I think, yeah, Sligo will have enough to win this. I think Oisín McConville and Wicklow, he'll be mad to put one over his former teammate, but I think Sligo will have enough, especially home advantage in this particular game. Could be tight, you know, coming down the stretch, but yeah, I think Sligo will have enough to get over the line here.
Me too. Yeah, I'd have to go with Sligo by 2 or 3 points. Gaelic guy says Sligo 113, Wicklow 115, McConville masterclass. There we go. Down 3-11, Limerick 1-7. Easy for Down. Yeah, I don't think we're disagreeing with that. In fairness, Antrim versus Offaly.
Oh, tight. Yeah.
I mean, if Antrim can get a win here, they'll definitely be looking at, you know, a promotion battle, no doubt about it. At home, Corrigan Park.
Yeah.
It's a tricky one. It's a tricky one this for Offaly, isn't it?
Yeah, tricky place to get up to as well. I think Offaly kind of reminiscence of your Kildares and your Corks. Sometimes you don't know what you're going to get with Offaly, but I think the likes of Anton Sullivan, you know, the McNamees, I think Mr. Dunn up front as well. I think Offaly will get the win here. I think that bit of firepower that they have up top will get them over the line. You know, home advantage for Antrim could be key in this, and obviously Carrigan Park. So another tight game to call, but I think, and Antrim obviously always have had very good league campaigns in the last while, and we obviously felt the rasp of that last year. But I think Offaly's firepower should shoot them home this weekend, and an Offaly win will happen, I think.
Yeah, I think so as well. Obviously, Declan Kelly, new manager. I think he'll want to get his, his first win as Offaly manager, and I do fancy them to get the job done. In fairness, Westmeath versus Clare. I suppose a hard one to judge with Clare. The best times they beat Sligo at the weekend, only just 9 points to 1-5. Westmeath got over the line as well with a victory versus Offaly. Like, Westmeath at home, you'd surely imagine to be the favourite here, especially with the amount of players that Clare have lost. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think Westmeath and Clare, like Clare, probably Jacqueline Hyde themselves, and obviously no Owen Cleary this year, and Owen's a huge loss. He's a ridiculously talented footballer. He took a year out, and I think obviously Colm Collins leaving, I think that would definitely, in fairness, he was very vocal and honest about his interview. That was a big part of his reason why he did leave. So I think Westmeath, if Westmeath want to go up, you know, get out of Division 3 and go back up to Division 2, I think this has to be a 2-pointer for them. I think they will get the win this weekend. And obviously we know about the Luke Lachlans and John Heslin. So again, very much like the firepower of Offaly, I think Westmeath will have enough. And again, another tight game, but yeah, I think Westmeath should get the job done here.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. For any fan TV, didn't get the notification for
you. Our property, Aaron.
shocking stuff. We need to get on to them lads at YouTube. You know, they need to sort it out. Shane says Accusic Park Clare could get over the line. No Malone, Sexton, Collins, OD, Cleary. Yeah, there's so many players missing for Clare. Westmeath won 10, Clare 10 points. Definitely be like Westmeath to lose this, but I backed them. Yeah, probably that's probably the reason why Westmeath are in Division 3 in the first place. Do you know that way? Like they've been so inconsistent at the best of times. But yeah, I think we're both fancy them to come through and get the job done. Division 4, Carlow versus Waterford. Can Waterford pull off the shock here?
Yeah, like in fairness, I was saying this, and me and you have had many conversations about this, and I was talking to Joe Sheridan about this on Monday night again. Oh, the poor Waterford lads, like just to keep the show on the road, and fair play to them and go to the training, the application, the show, gym sessions, rolling sessions, just to keep the show on the road. But yeah, I think this is probably it's Waterford and who? Cody, good to see you. How are you? Who's Waterford playing? Is it
Carlo
will win this, but I really have to feel sorry for these Waterford lads. It's some commitment to just not be getting any results and week in, week out. But Carlo will pick up 2 points here, but again, just Waterford's despair. I don't know how any Waterford listeners or watchers tune in tonight, but it's a tough station.
Yeah, it is all right. And I think like the thing is they've lost a good bulk of players that they had last year, and they couldn't really go much further back from where they were last year anyway. So it's not a good look at all. It's unfortunate, really. Like, you don't really know what the solution is with Waterford, and we've kind of spoke about them before. But I think we'll both go with a very comfortable win there for Carlow. Wexford versus Laois, two sides maybe battling up near the top of the table, you'd imagine. Justin McNulty obviously coming in for Laois, his second game in charge. It was a good win for them against Paddy Christie's mighty Longford team. What do you think? Can Laois make it two from two on their journey back up the divisions?
Yeah, another tight game here. Like Wexford from years ago, like they were probably very kind of Jacqueline Hyde themselves. But I think Laois, if Laois, and obviously Justin McNulty's gone up there, and fair play to him going back after all these years to manage them. I think Laois should have enough here. Ben Brosnan's still doing it for Wexford, fair play to him. Like, my God, he's some trooper, I have to say. Like, God, I think when I nearly started following football, he was probably playing. But another tight game. Really, anything really could happen. Home advantage for Wexford as well. Whose needs greater? Laois will want to get out of Division 4 as soon as possible. Oh, God, a very tight one. Wexford at home. It depends what Wexford kind of shows up as well. I might go Laois by a small margin.
Yeah, I think so. I think so as well. I think Laois, to be fair, I think they are strong enough to get out of this division. New manager in charge and everything else. I think they will be good enough. In fairness, Leitrim against London. Leitrim, I suppose, will certainly be going in as favourites. Obviously, had a very good win the last time out versus Waterford. And Keane was saying here, following our opening game victory over Waterford, Leitrim should follow this up with a win over London at Carrick-on-Shannon on Sunday. If Leitrim want to be promoted, we need to be winning this one. Yeah, I suppose, the fixture list has maybe been quite kind to Leitrim that way, in the sense of getting Waterford and London in the opening two games. Chance to build up confidence, chance for, I suppose, Mickey Graham and Andy Moran to, I suppose, lay their beliefs and ideas into this team a little bit more. But yeah, like, Could London maybe cause the shock? I mean, they did beat Mayo a couple of weeks ago, so.
Yeah, and like obviously Mickey Graham going in with the Leeds from backroom team, him and Andy Moran, and obviously he'd be a great help to Andy Moran this year. So wish Mickey all the best with that. Yeah, I think this will be a Leeds from win. I think Mickey Graham, he's a shrewd operator. He'd be giving Andy a huge help this year, and I think he'll have the London boys probably down to a T. Obviously Michael Maher, fair play, taking the London boys on for another year. He's a trooper, Michael, so fair play to him. But I think Leitrim at home, I think they will be mad to get out of Division 4 as well. Yeah, I think I can foresee a Leitrim win here, the flight over for the London lads, and obviously going down to Leitrim. So I think Leitrim, if they have any intentions getting the hell out of Division 4, it has to continue this weekend. I think Leitrim will get the win. You wouldn't know with the London lads. I'm not sure who's about playing for London this year. I don't know, do you any insight into who's about for London this year, any transfers in or that, but yeah, I think Leitrim should get over the line here.
Yeah, I think so as well. I don't think it would be as big as the victory versus Waterford. I don't think it would be, you know, 10, 15 points around like that. I think it probably will be maybe 4 or 5 or something like that. You can definitely see London putting up a battle, in fairness. Longford versus Tipperary, Paddy Christie at the wheel. I mean, obviously was very involved with Tipperary for a large part, so he'll certainly know a good few of these Tipperary lads. But yeah, I think I spelled Tipperary wrong as well there. So
we've got through that many games there, and I haven't even noticed. My God, it just goes to show football. we'll excuse you, Aaron. The work you do is Trojan, so I wouldn't worry about it. This game again, Aaron, not a game for the ages. Like Longford County Board, fair play. Like the Tipperary lads, we hear about the footballers giving out about the support for games, and just I know Paddy Christie is fighting the fight. Sorry, he's the Longford manager. I'm getting it all mixed up. Who's over Tipperary this year? I can't even think.
It is Paul Kelly. He actually used to manage in Dublin. Used to manage Thomas Davis. He's a Tala native.
Okay, very good. Okay. Yeah, this one this weekend, Longford against Tipperary. I think. There's a question for you, Aaron. Is Conor Sweeney and Mickey Quinlivan about this year for Tipperary?
No, not by the looks of it anyway. Mickey Quinlivan, definitely not. I mean, Conor Sweeney tore his ACL last year. So, yeah. I mean, realistically, he might be back, but I don't know. It's hard to know. You don't really get much information from
camps. Lower down
the chain. He didn't feature last week anyway. So whether he's involved this week, it's very hard to know.
Like if them pair of boys are playing, I haven't heard anything in relation to that. And obviously Tipperary, like my God, a long, long way to Tipperary as the song goes, Aaron. But it's another funny game. It's very hard to call. The Longford lads, you know, Paddy Christie be mad to go up there and get a win. Oh, long journey up the road. I might go Longford to win that one.
Yeah. No, I think I'd go with a Longford victory as well. Obviously beat the Dubs a couple of weeks ago in the O'Byrne Cup final. So I fancy them to get back to winning ways. And I do think to be thereabouts in the promotion battle, in fairness. So there we go. Before we finish up in terms of player of the week or game of the week, what are you thinking?
Yeah, God, it's mad having all the games back, Aaron, as well. God, it's mad the amount of stuff you really have to go through. You're kind of second guessing yourself. So what was the question again? You're saying
player of the week prediction and game of the week prediction.
Player of the week prediction. Player to watch this weekend, Aaron. Oh my God, it'd be very interesting to see if these Clifford boys turn up and clone us at the weekend. Player to watch this weekend. I will go with. God, let's see now. I'll go with player to watch this weekend. Very interested to see how Derek Hanavan gets on against Derry. He had a very good game last weekend. Even the likes of Paddy Lynch would be very interested. If I can narrowly name two, if you let me, maybe Paddy Lynch against Donegal. Be very interested to see how he motors this weekend. And Derek Hanavan against that swarmed Derry defence. Them two boys will get my nod. Game of the weekend. Box offices, you know, Derry Tyrone, you know, Dublin Mayo could be an absolute belter as well. But look, it's on TV. It's on this Saturday, Dublin Mayo game of the weekend.
Yeah. I think for myself, player of the week is a difficult one. Like Brian Fenton maybe is an obvious one, but I do think that midfield battle is so crucial, and I could see Dublin getting on top there. I think if we get on top in Real Madrid versus Mayo, I can see us beating them. So probably would maybe edge towards Brian Fenton from a Dublin perspective. Looking outside of that, as you said, yeah, Darragh Canavan could really be the real deal, as we say. Like, he looked so good obviously last week, and you'd maybe fancy him to turn it on versus Derry. Like, Enda Smith maybe coming back in for us. Common could have a very big game versus Galway. You know, I suppose you're looking at Oisin Gallan maybe to come in for Donegal versus Cavan. That could be big. But yeah, there's so many players and so many big games to keep an eye on this weekend. Before we finish up then, the JMAC podcast, where can people find it if they are looking for it?
Absolutely, sir. Literally just on YouTube, the JMAC podcast, on Twitter, or X, as Elon Musk likes to call it these days, at the JMAC podcast, and on Facebook, the JMAC podcast. I'd absolutely love to hear from you. Obviously, of Aaron as a pundit this year, so delighted to have him on board. Podcast this week should be dropping tonight at the latest, so really looking forward to the year ahead. It's great to have a back, Aaron, and my God, you forget the amount of games you have to go through. Come Division 4, you're nearly the brain's nearly shutting off. But great to be back, sir, and it's great to see you again.
Great stuff. Yeah, I suppose anyone who tuned in, much appreciated. Hit the like button, subscribe if you haven't already, and we will speak to you all soon.
Dead on. Thank you.